This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election. Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, first up this hour, just want to say thank you to all the wonderful birthday greetings I'm getting all over the world, a lot through the social networks. And you know what I'm going to say to Captain Morgan? She's going to be here tomorrow when we do our Freshman Fridays together, Super Don. I'm going to tell her she can no longer do any cartoons for the front page of the Robert Scott Bell Show unless she consults with Steve Fell, Steve the Thorough, because he knows how to do cartoons. As an example, I'm just looking at this one Steve did on Facebook, and he put a little, you know, one of those things where your birthday, you go, you know, it kind of rolls out when you blow it, makes a sound, right? It looks like it's a birthday party.
Right.
So he superimposed that on it. I just noticed in the background, like shadowed over, was a picture of me and him when we went mountain bike riding when he visited, which is really cool. Yeah. So Steve's very creative there. Now, Let's contrast that with our millennial assistant producer, Captain Morgan, who gets on me if I screw up something in the social media world. You go to the page. Now, those of you listening live, you could go there right now and see this. It'll be corrected later, but this is like one of those things when a coin gets struck funny. You want to see it first. And she has a picture where it says, Happy Birthday, RSB, and has me smoking a big pipe, and in the green thought bubble, I can't even see what it says, Superdon. Can you see what it says, Foley? What does it say?
It says, smoking keeps me young.
What? And then under that, it says truth. I'm like, what is this? Opposite day?
A picture. I never in a million years would have ever expected a picture of you smoking it to a pipe. That's just great.
Did I do something to upset the captain? I don't know. What happened there?
I don't know.
Truth. I don't even smoke cannabis, and I'm not opposed to smoking cannabis. Just, I don't. But really? Where is this coming from?
Oh, that's great. That's great. Oh, so God. You've been getting a lot of happy birthdays, huh?
Yeah, it's been very, very nice. I don't know. Somehow the word got out this year. Usually I kind of keep it hidden, but I guess couldn't hide it anymore. So after a half century, it doesn't matter.
But you know what? There's one person that hasn't said it to you yet today. Have you noticed that?
No, probably there's some animals, some dogs and cats.
No, actually, I haven't said it yet.
You don't have to, man. I mean, listen, we're blood relatives at this point.
No,
it doesn't matter.
I know.
Remember last year? You like outdid yourself. You had people recording stuff, and you did it to Mute Neil Diamond music or something. It was really cool.
You do remember that?
I did. How could I not? It was awesome. Well, that's why I'm saying you can't.
You know what?
That.
You know what? We have actually got a lot of new listeners.
Do we?
And that was actually 2 years ago. That wasn't a year ago. That was in 2015 when we did that.
Okay.
And that was actually really cool. So guess what?
I don't know what. What?
Guess what? I think it's worth revisiting. So, on that note, for those
Hello,
of you
my
who
name is Neil
heard
Diamond,
this,
and I'd like to sing a happy birthday song to you. It goes something like this. Where it began, it happened on the day. Thank you.
Hi to my son from a very, very proud mom. A very happy birthday. I'm so proud of you, and you have a wonderful day. Love you so much, and I'm with you in spirit today. Have a ball. Love, love, love. Your mom, Mickey.
Robert, Doc Newsom here. Hey, happy birthday, my friend. I tell you what, it's been a joy to work with you and to talk with you. I don't find very many doctors with a like mind very often. I so appreciate it. Thanks for the power to heal being ours. You take care, sir.
Hey, this is Paul Barrettero wanting to wish Robert a very happy birthday. Want you to know I am so grateful and thankful that we have been friends for over 8 years now. I count our friendship as one of the great blessings in my life. Just want you to know how awesome you are, how enjoyable it is spending time and having you in our life. Much appreciation. Big hug. Love you, brother. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday from the Health Ranger. What are you, like 29 now, Robert? You sure know a lot for someone who's so young.
Hello, Robert. This is Dr. Frank King and King Bio staff here, calling to wish you a super, mighty, wonderful, great birthday. Actually, let's make it a birth year, that this will be the best year of your life.
Well, 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 Robert Scott Bell, not a doc here, bringing heartfelt cheer. So thankful today, on this day of your birth, that like the sun's ray, you've brought such light to this earth in a powerful way, filled with laughter and mirth. Hip, hip, hooray for your immeasurable worth. Yours always, not a doc, and not a greeting card writer, too.
Hey, Robert, Jerry Doyle. Happy, happy birthday to the man who has obviously found the fountain of health. You're not getting any older. You're definitely getting younger. And don't plan on going anywhere for decades and decades soon, because there's a lot of us out there that need you. All the best, my friend. Happy birthday. Be well.
Hello, Robert Scott Bell. This is Paul Offit, Dr. Paul Offit. I certainly wanted to wish you a happy birthday, and I wanted you to know that we are watching you.
RSB, on this special day, I want to wish you something, but I just can't remember. Please don't be too mad at me. You're just like a family member. Like Elvis and Willie saying, it was always on my mind. But with so many orthorexic thoughts, it's just too hard to find. Perhaps, just maybe, it's really not essential. Please don't let medical condition blood sugar affect you. You have so much potential. On second or maybe seventh thought, it might be coming back to me why I made this phone call, and it was even toll free. Way back, deep in my mind, visions appear of colorful balloons. Sounds of Super Don, Nancy, Elijah, and Ari become fabulous medical tunes. Near the end of the dream, I can just taste a delicious organic non-GMO cake. Aha, now I remember. It must be your birthday. Is I awake? Happy birthday, RSB. We love you from TMB and family.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Robert Scott Bell. Happy birthday to you.
From the whole gang at the Dock of Detox, happy birthday.
This is Brian Hooker, and I'm wishing Robert Scott Bell, my favorite person in the universe, a happy birthday. Robert, thank you for everything that you're doing. You're making the world a safer and better place by educating the public, and I appreciate everything that you do and hope you have just a glorious birthday.
Hello, Robert. Ah, was in schönen Schmussen haben, you haven begaben müssen. This is Dieter. I wanted to know when you're coming to the Schmidt party. Oh, happiest birthday to you.
Robert, happy birthday, man, from Reggie and the whole crew at Better Way Health. I know you're 25 years old today, man. It's a big day. Big step in life, and we just want to let you know we're proud of you, man. We love you, and we believe in everything you're doing. Hope you have a great day. Bye.
Happy birthday, Robert. It's Roseanne Lindsay sending warm wishes from cool Wisconsin. I just want to say thank you for being the rational healing voice for health freedom, especially now, and for using your voice to speak truth to self-empowerment. It's a message you put out there with your heart and your humor, and it's catching fire. I raise a glass of Ronald to you and to creating another year of success by living your gift. Big hug.
Born. Yes, you were born. Coming out on your special day. Sweet birthday. Wishing good times for you today.
I did not have that time slotted in for that piece there, Super Don.
No, I made an executive decision, but you deserve it, dude. Happy birthday.
Overwhelmed me.
Yes.
What can we say? It. Yeah, I brought back some blushing memories. And really, the part that really got me the most was hearing Jerry Doyle's voice again. Obviously,
right?
From 2 years ago to hear him, that just,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh, man. All right. Well, folks, thank you. Again, thank you all. And thank you, Captain Morgan. I'm just giving you a little bit of grief. I think it's hilarious that you put a picture of me smoking a pipe, telling me, having me say that the key to staying young is smoking. Oh, my gosh. That's great. All right. Well, it'll be changed later. So if you want to see it, hurry up. Go to robertscottbell.com, and all the notes are there for you. What I wanted to do before you so rudely interrupted me with all these birthday greetings.
Yep.
Was let everybody know Dr. David Brownstein wrote a great piece and put in perspective on that claim that 48% success rate with a flu shot this year. Turns out that it takes 100 flu injections to guarantee that you've, and I don't even know if that's totally true, but basically to say that one fewer person got the flu this year. 100 shots, that's a 1% success rate, not a 48% success rate. Linked in the show notes, you've got to read this thing. It's beautifully done by Dr. Brownstein, and yet the CDC says this is the only thing you can do. And if you dare advertise, as Jonathan Emord referenced last hour, that there's any other option for preventing flu, we will come and find you. I know we couldn't find Osama bin Laden for 10 years, but we will find you in 24 hours or less. And for those of you listening on UK Health Radio, the British High Court ruled a massive payout to a swine flu victim, a young boy that got severely injured by the swine flu shot. Read about it, because vaccines are not safe, and they're neither effective. But CBD is, and we're going to talk with Dr. Amay Gould-Shunney when we come back from this break. Get ready, CBD flowing, and you're going to want to get some, too. Go to robertscottbell.com. See that silly picture Captain Morgan did before we change it. Thank you.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Super Don, I think I'm going to replace that picture that Cap Morgan did with the happy birthday picture that Steve sent. Thinking for preservation of posterity's sake, maybe we should put it somewhere else on the website, or maybe you should put it up on the Robert Scott Bell Show site on Facebook, because people got to see this. But make sure they understand what they're looking at, because I don't want them to think that I'm endorsing smoking as a way to stay healthy. That's absurd.
Yeah, well,
maybe she was going for absurdity.
Breaking news on the Robert Scott Bell Show. A new study reveals that smoking tobacco in a pipe makes you live longer.
No, I didn't say that. I never say that. And of course, I would be chastised by Dr. Shunny if I said that. She's a naturopath. She's a good friend of the program here. She's coming up at us from CB Sciences. We're going to be talking some CBD. And we were talking briefly together on the break, Dr. Shunny, about freedom of speech. Like, wouldn't it be wonderful if, with all of the science that we have on CBD, you know, I wrote about some of that in my book, but, you know, we try to present this science. But imagine if an advertiser, just like a drug company, could say, hey, look at the, you know, you don't want to take this anti-anxiety drug Zoloft. Look at the dangerous side effects. Look what we have here, the science of CBD. You can use this instead. Right now, if you did that, the FDA, the FTC would shut down a company, fine them, put them out of business. And the drug industry has no competition in communication or freedom of speech.
Yeah, and it's all under the guise of protecting us, right? And that we can't just open the playing field for all of these unsubstantiated claims that could potentially do harm. And yet, you know, we've got a certain level of research and data with these pharmaceuticals. But I mean, we all talk about these commercials and we laugh, right? Because like the list of potential adverse side effects is often longer than the commercial itself. So, you know, data or no data, I mean, this clearly has potential for harm. And yet these guys just get to go to town with their advertising, and it just doesn't feel like we've hit the right balance, and certainly doesn't feel like we're keeping us safer, does it?
Way out of whack. Hey, you were telling me, I don't know if you can say this on the air, but you were talking about you had met with doctors, and they're also very concerned about what they can communicate. Isn't that a bizarre thing when you say, we're amongst doctors who are here to help the patient population that are coming to see them, and they're afraid to speak the truth about CBD? Isn't that shocking?
Yeah, it's shocking. And obviously the environment is different from state to state, and it's different if you're an MD or you're an ND or what your, you know, what your scope of practice is in regards to what you can actually legally prescribe. And I was in a place where it's not yet legal for NDs to prescribe cannabis. And of course I was talking to these naturopathic doctors about hemp-derived CBD, and somebody raised their hand and said, I don't think we can't even bring up hemp or talk about hemp-related products with patients. And I said, are you kidding me? Like, you can't talk about a hemp protein powder? I mean, what does that mean? I said, hemp is legal under the 2014 Farm Bill, and products from it are illegal until further notice. So, I mean, I don't understand that. Anyway, so we went through, it was this very interesting conversation that started happening, and then one of the female docs that was in the audience, she said, you know, I had this conversation with our board, the Oregon Board of Naturopathic Doctors, and they sent me an email, and in the email, they, one of the things that they basically said was, you have freedom of speech rights. You can talk about anything with your patients. Right now, there's some gray area about what you can recommend or prescribe, and that's for an individual doctor to decide what, you know, what they're comfortable doing, where things stand right now. But the idea mm-hmm. that you can't talk about something, that there was actually enough fear in the audience to not be talking about something, I found that really disturbing, because you know that something is good, you know that there is documentation of both efficacy and safety, and you're afraid to talk about it with your patients that you could help. What is wrong mm-hmm. with that picture?
Well, and this
anyway,
is the thing.
And the board came Dr. out Shoney, and said absolutely not. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Dr. Shoney, you know, we have a global audience, not just in the U.S., we have Canada and all over the world, and you know, what do they think? Looking at America, which is the thought place, if you will, where freedom, right? People love freedom here, but we recognize that if you're a healer, even a regular allopathic doctor who wants to go more natural, let's say, or integrative, there is a tremendous yep. amount of fear that the government will come and get you. You know, when we talk about yep. fascism, we talk about things that people are, you know, thinking, I think, listen, we've been living under pharmaceutical fascism for generations now, honestly. And it didn't matter whether there was a Democrat or Republican in the White House or controlling Congress. That's why I like to say, step back from it and see it really. There's a bureaucratic oligarchy that supersedes whoever's elected each time, that goes on and on and on. And that's where we need to really cut this, if you will, this altered form of government, from one where the people really and the states had the power, to where a strong federal bureaucracy selling out to a few global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, least of all these United States, and probably they're pharmaceutical in origin. They spend more money lobbying Congress than even the oil industry. All right, folks, we got Dr. Amay Gulshani, and she's awesome. We're going to talk more CBD. There's some news out there about new findings suggesting CBD can be helpful even in treating alcohol use disorders. This is big, folks. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, those of you longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know that CBD plays a very, very important role in my family. My wife with the trigeminal neuralgia from dental extractions, dental injuries, it you know, she's alive today because of CBD. I'm just going to say it that straight out. Cannabidiol from industrial hemp. And I've utilized it. My daughter has utilized it. Funny enough, here's a story, Dr. Shunney. We got Dr. Amay Gould Shunney. She's got drshunney.com, and she's a naturopath out in California, talks about, a lot about CBD with us all. So I was out doing a retail experience today, and at the cash register lady, she was from New York. Now, I'm from New York, but I was a kid, right? But I can play New York energy. So I could tell her energy was cool, so I was kidding around with her. And then she was telling us about her, somehow her daughter came up in conversation dealing with extreme menstrual cramps. I mean, brutal. But she's on, you know, muscle relaxants once a month. And I said, well, you should be doing CBD. She's like, oh, no, I don't do that anymore. I don't know. She thought I, you know, was talking about smoking weed, like THC and everything.
Right.
I was like, no. I said CBD. She said, you can't get that. Can you get that? I said, yeah, all 50 states. So, you know, on even though we've got a large listening audience around the world, there's so many people in the United States that still don't know that they can get cannabidiol from hemp. And, I told them, I wrote down, go to pluscbdoil.com. I even gave her a discount code, RSB15, to get 15% off, and give that to your daughter. I'm telling you, it's worked on my daughter. And if my wife had had it, because she had brutal cramps through much of her life, if we had access to CBD, imagine the drugs she wouldn't have had to take. So this is really a revolution of moving away from toxic chemistry into the natural world, and this plant that has been suppressed for generations now coming back to save us.
Yeah, it is. It's really exciting, and it's really fun when you get to tell people that it's available, like you said, in all 50 states when you get it from hemp. And for me in my practice, I mean, it's just been a godsend. Honestly, it's really transformed my practice. And as I tell people about it and I share with them, you know, that it may be able to help them with their anxiety, their sleep, their pain, their inflammation, you know, a whole variety of things. And then I can see that they're already thinking, okay, how are they going to go get a medical cannabis card? Because you can get that in California. You know, who do they know? What can they? And I'm like, no. It's derived from hemp. You can get it here. You can get it at the health food store. You can order it here online. It's absolutely accessible. And it's really wonderful to be able to offer it to people that way, as it should be.
Yeah. So it was fun. You know, it felt like, wow, we helped somebody out. I mean, we help people out all the time, but not every day. You know, I'm on the radio here behind my microphone. I'm not seeing a person right there. Right? I got Super Don hanging out there, but it was so great. And that's why, you know, my message has been to speak out, people, right? Please be bold. And I don't mean to beat people and berate people who are not ready to hear it, but you can't imagine how many people are desperately waiting for you to tell them this good news.
I love the way that you just said that. It's absolutely true. They're waiting for this good news. It's perfect.
Well, and think about it too in terms of what I teased in the last segment about CBD being helpful to people who have alcohol use disorders. We're talking about alcoholism and addiction. And you think about how many people have been told that the only way is to go through these detox rehab centers. It might cost them $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000. And how often do they succeed? In fact, they have higher failure rates than almost the flu shot, where people end up having to go back. And so they don't allow people to know that there are natural, safer ways to do this. And it looks like the science is supporting that CBD may be a vital part of that recovery.
Yeah, this is a really interesting article that you guys forwarded to me, and it's in relation to CBD with alcohol use disorders. And, you know, it makes sense to me. If you think about the reasons why many people drink, of course, can be related to, anxiety, PTSD, you know, general poor stress response or lack of stress resilience, depression, pain, inflammation. Like, the list goes on and on and on of why they might drink. And so it kind of makes perfect sense to me that if somebody was taking hemp-derived CBD on a regular basis, and they would be able to quiet inflammation, decrease pain, calm the stress response, create stress resilience, reduce anxiety and depression, then they're going to need to, you know, quote-unquote self-medicate less with alcohol. There's going to be less of that, you know, that need to kind of go back in and drink in order to try to feel better. And that's what this study showed in mice. But, of course, you know, our data always starts with animal studies. So this is a really interesting beginning. I'll be really excited to see where this angle of CBD use goes.
Yeah, and look, this was published through the United States National Institute of Health, as well as Addiction Biology. So this isn't like a small-scale study out of somebody's basement, right? We're talking mainstream science now coming up, and, you know, I find that this is so refreshing because I love science, but unfortunately much of the science that as it relates to promoting drugs or vaccines is lacking or conflicted with economic interests that are not genuine in a sense of finding a sincere result as opposed to what they need to find based on economic imperatives.
Yeah, it's when the money's pushing it always is going to impact the outcome, frankly.
Yeah. Now, there's another interesting here in Indiana, the House, right?
Yeah.
Everywhere we're looking, it's changing, it's transforming. The Indiana House of Representatives unanimously passed a bill this past Tuesday, which would allow the Hoosiers, as they're called in Indiana, not just the people that go to that school, but all of the people of Indiana, to use CBD oil to treat epilepsy, according to the bill's co-author, Representative Lloyd Arnold, okay, a Republican there. Now, interesting, as we say this, they're still not up on the fact that they could get CBD hemp derived already without having to have a special law passed. But again, that it's making its way in there means they're learning. They're learning, and I'm not going to diss them totally for that.
No, absolutely. And it paves the way for what is going to be the hopefully very soon unraveling of this idea of cannabis being a Schedule I drug, right? I mean, that cannabis being a Schedule I drug, which by definition means that it has no medical use, it's highly addictive, and here we are demonstrating, not for the first time, that there is medical use. And so, again, it's my hope is that maybe, you know, this isn't really one for the hemp folks, but this is certainly one in regards to, you know, just really helping to get rid of these antiquated ideas and to deschedule or unschedule cannabis, because we have tons of data showing it has medical benefit. It is ludicrous that it's Schedule I.
Yeah, absolutely it is. And of course, when we see the benefit firsthand, and the fact, you know, how firsthand, oh, I've utilized the CBD now for a couple of years or more myself and seen it with my wife and, of course, and now my kids when necessary. And from the mildest dose for mild anxiety to the most severe issues, we've talked about epilepsy and now evidence that's showing maybe even for addiction or alcohol addiction. We've certainly seen evidence presented on those that are on opioids, which are the addiction not to alcohol necessarily, but to drugs that are approved by the FDA that are as dangerous in reality as those other Schedule I drugs that are not cannabis.
Yeah, and one of the things that I talk about when I talk to docs about potential clinical applications is, you know, when you use CBD with pain, when you use it for inflammation, I mean, opioids and anti-inflammatory drugs are the two classes of drugs that have that are the most problematic from a health perspective, from an adverse event reporting perspective, from a health cost perspective, you know, and CBD is something that, you know, overlaps with a lot of the body's endogenous ways of controlling pain and inflammation and can really, I think, be a huge potential force in helping us reduce and maybe even eliminate our reliance on these really problematic drug categories, and yet it's somehow still looked at by a segment of the population as being more dangerous than those other things. So, you know, when you talk about, you know, being brave, being bold, talking about these things, talking about our experience, giving people this good news about things like CBD, that's how we change. That's how we change the story here.
Yeah, exactly. Now, in terms of dosing, you know, again, we've discussed, and I've talked to Stuart about this too, and we're all learning as we go a little bit, because there haven't been a lot of human clinicals to say, here's the best dose for this key. And I'm ultimately, right, as a homeopath, as you are a naturopath, we're individualists, right? We've got to respond to the individual person that comes to see us. So it isn't like we necessarily believe in a one-size-fits-all scenario, but we also recognize some basic guidelines are necessary for folks to say, how do I start, right? Because it's daunting. Right. It's like, will I take too much? What will happen? And, you know, I always say if you take too much, you might take a nap. But, you know, right, you're going to be fine. But the reality is I want practicality. Like, for instance, with my daughter, when she has had, the menstrual issues, we'll give her one of the capsules. I forget what the milligram count is. It's not that high, but it's enough.
It's going to be 10 or 15.
Yeah, and it was enough the first time we did this. She slept for 10 minutes. She just went right out, woke up, and was like, it was all gone. But I don't know what the ultimate way to go about, because there are also the oils or the paste, you know, they're liquid forms. So in talking about the varied ways we can ingest this, do you have any insight that's probably, you know, more practiced than I am in this regard?
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting issue, and I agree with everything that you've said so far. And there is that part of me that really believes that even when we have the large-scale human trials that we would love to have someday, that we're still going to find out that this is not an easy one to dose, because we have so much biochemical individuality in how our stress response is running, right? And not only is my stress response different than your stress response, but my stress response on different days might be different. So, you know, this is really one of those things where you start low, you titrate up until you get effect, and then you kind of back off and you use it as needed because you learn when your body wants it. That's a tough one for a lot of people, but for folks who are kind of wandering into integrative medicine, naturopathic medicine, homeopathic medicine, you whatever label you want to use, this is a paradigm that they understand a little bit better, because they know that they are unique and that they do need to listen to their body. And so, you know, anyway, I digress a little bit, and I apologize. But in regards to specific dosing, in my practice, what I usually do is I'll start people on the lower dosing, particularly if they have some level of anxiety. You have to be careful with anxiety. If you give somebody with anxiety too big a dose, in addition to wanting to take a nap, they might get worse anxiety first. So I see a lot of patients who have some level of anxiety or mood challenges. So for those people, I'm always going to start with the lower dose sprays or drops, you know, one milligram, 3 milligrams, 6 milligrams, have them try that. And then have them, give them permission, and I use that word on purpose, because you need to give people permission to actually titrate up on their dosing. You know, to say you can go, and you can try two more the next time, and you can try two more the next time. We've got a big safety window, and what you're looking for is an effect, right? So, if you're having trouble sleeping, if you're having anxiety, if you're having pain or cramping, those are easy things to know when you hit your dose. What if you have cancer? What if you have neural inflammation? What if you have some kind of more chronic issue? These are the people where you can't always, you know, titrate up until you get what you want. So for them, what I try to do in practice is, for them, I try to see how high can I go with my dosing without making them really sleepy. And I kind of have a titration schedule that I give people, and we'll often get them up to, you know, 50 milligrams or even higher sometimes.
All right, folks, if you want to learn more from Dr. Shunney, she has a website. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll take you to drshunney.com. Also, you can go to pluscbdoil.com. We have a banner you can click on at the show notes as well, or you can call them at 855-PLUS, P-L-U-S-C-B-D. That'll get you the direct phone number, and RSV15 gets you 15% off. But I do encourage you to go to your local health food stores and get some today.
Revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Willing to go where the truth takes him, here's Robert.
Well, you definitely want to tune in tomorrow, because Captain Morgan's going to get hers. That's right.
Well, she'll at least have to explain. I mean,
well, yeah,
you know,
we want an
explanation. Give her the benefit of the doubt at this point. But when you look at this picture that she created,
put a pipe in it and smoke it.
Yeah,
and tell everybody that's why I'm so young.
So from what I'm guessing here, she probably in the little bubble. Okay, but look in the little bubble above your head, and people can see this now.
It's not there anymore. You post?
No, it's on the Robert Scott Bell Show Facebook page.
Okay.
And if you look at it, in the little bubble, you're saying, smoking keeps me young, truth. And
what?
So the only thing I can think of is that she was referring to maybe cannabis. But the thing is, you don't smoke cannabis.
Yeah.
And if you look at the pipe that you're using in the picture, you literally need to be sitting in an overstuffed chair wearing a smoking jacket to use this pipe. This is like this is like, excuse me, do you have Prince Albert in a can type of pipe? This is not a cannabis pipe.
Right. And then there's a happy birthday message. It's like, what was she thinking?
Not that I would know what a cannabis pipe looks like, but I'm just assuming.
Right, of course.
A friend
I'm sure it could be used that way. I don't know, but call Master Bong. He can figure a way to use it. But anyway, so there you go. So we'll find out tomorrow. So, folks, if you're interested in hearing Freshman Friday tomorrow, it's definitely going to be interesting.
I saw Bing Crosby use a pipe like that.
Right? Yeah. I don't have the pipes of Bing Crosby. No pun intended there.
All right.
But again, thanks, Steve Feld, for putting that great cartoon. We replaced with it, the birthday greetings, and that was nice of you. And, you know, we'll see where we go from here. But, hey, you know what? Happy story. Sometimes we do silly stories, but we always want to uplift you and make you happy if we can, or bring some happiness to you. This is really cool. While everybody tends to focus nowadays, if they listen to the mainstream media, on all the worst of humanity, right, all the hate and division, this is a great story. Now, I wouldn't say it's a great story to start, because there was, you know, a Jewish cemetery, and it was vandalized. A lot of the headstones were broken over or pushed over. And, you know, it seems like what they might determine a hate crime. I think a crime is a crime is a crime. If you want to put hate on it, that's kind of gets Orwellian to me. But you can tell the intent was, we don't like Jewish people, let's desecrate their cemetery. And so there have been a lot of people, you know, President Trump was concerned about this, but here's a group of people you wouldn't expect to come to rise to the occasion to do something really nice. For those that listen to the, you know, a lot of the derision and division in the news and things. In just over 24 hours, an online fundraiser encouraging Muslims to donate to repair vandalism at a Jewish cemetery. They raised over $100,000 from the Muslim community. How's that?
Wow. Yeah.
That's not, you know, hear that every day.
And here's the thing. I mean, because you said, yeah, as you were setting up the story here, that here's a group that you would not expect this to come from, right?
Yeah, based on
but
what
I'm
you hear
going
in the
to
news,
say,
right?
I'm going to say mm-hmm. that the majority of people that would look at that and do the wow, look at that thing, are mm-hmm. the reason why they think that or they might have that reaction is because of the media. Okay,
yeah.
there is a lot of manipulation going on out there, and I'm not making any excuses for the radical Muslim terrorists that are out there. I'm not.
Not at all. Not at all.
Real. But there is a narrative that is being pushed out there that would make people look at this. And the reason why this is even a headline, you know, if this had been a group of Amish, you know, raise 100,000, this wouldn't have even made the news. But because it's Muslims helping out people who are Jewish, it becomes a headline because the narrative out there is saying all Muslims hate Jews. And Jews hate Muslims, and they want to, you know, fight and all that stuff like that. When in reality, the majority of the Muslim population that's out there are not looking for, you know, somebody who's Jewish to go bop them on the head.
Right. Now, I want to add to this, because I've had my mom on here, and you played her happy birthday message from a couple of years back when you, you know, did that whole thing earlier. You know, in her story, From Israel to America, her Life of Many Colors, she talks about it. She told me, back before Israel's independence, right, when it was Palestine and she was there, the Jews and the Arabs hung out together, they ate together, they went to the shuk together and negotiated deals. I mean, commerce was happening. And there was little to no animosity. And it was when the muckety-mucks on a global scale, the globalists, got involved, just like they tend to do. They want to foment division because war is very profitable. I'm just going to say this. War is a racket, and so is the division among the religions, even though it can happen, but I don't collectively view everybody because they claim to be part of a religion. I look at you as an individual, and I wish more people would look at each of us as individuals. Anyway, with that, rise to the challenge, rise to the occasion, and bring the power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you. Thank you all for being here.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.